Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to appoint.
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn.
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, how management is manifested in worship and in ubudiyya, our servitude and our obedience to Allah. Welcome back, dear friends. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about how management is manifested in ubudiyya, in our worship, in our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. So, you know, just like all of the various different aspects of our life, you know, management is manifested also in our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. You know, the whole universe, the earth, the, you know, solar system, all of these things are in a very beautiful harmony, and they are in a certain order, and that order is really what is called management. Now, when we come out of this very universal idea of management, you know, and we come down to the earth, we see that everything upon the earth, you know, plant life, animal life, the various different ecosystems across the world, they are all in this very beautiful, managed, ordered, and organized state. And this is one of the beauties of the natural world and the overall solar system and the galaxies and the universe and the cosmos, is that there's this very beautiful order and this beautiful management of all of these things. And it really, the more you think about it, you know, the more amazing all of it really seems. So if anybody, you know, if you have a pet at home, you will realize that cleaning up after a pet is incredibly tedious. I mean, you constantly have to feed the pet, you know, you have to constantly clean the pet, you have to constantly clean up after the pet. And when you look at the natural world, there's nobody, you know, cleaning up after all of these animals that are in the wild or the plant life, or nobody's actively feeding any of them. There's like, I don't know, millions of animals and millions of plants and millions of insects. But this beautiful management is very, you know, divinely manifested in the natural world. And then when we come to human beings, we see that the body is very beautifully managed. And so likewise, this management can also be very clearly seen in the social issues of humanity, the political issues of humanity, the economic issues of humanity. And so when we look at worship, when we look at ubudiyya, you know, and the servitude and the obedience to the Almighty Allah, of course, this management is also manifested in this ubudiyya. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
The reality of order is one of the greatest proofs of God's existence. There is such an order in everything in the universe, from a fly's wing to the stars in the skies, to an atom to the depths of the seas, that it reflects the Creator's existence like a sun. Yes, order can only emerge from a single hand. If many hands interfere in a task, then it becomes muddled. A country cannot have two kings, a province cannot have two governors, and a village cannot have two chiefs. If there are two heads, then there will be disorder. Since this universe has order instead of chaos, God, who established this order, must be existent and unique. This exquisite order, which is insight, cannot be explained by anything other than God's existence. The Holy Quran attracts the attention to this reality with the following verse: He who created the seven heavens, one above another, no want of proportion wilt thou see in the creation of God, most gracious. So turn thy vision again. Seest thou any flaw? Again, turn thy vision a second time. Thy vision will come back to thee dull and discomfited, in a state worn out. Surah Al-Mulk, verses 3-4. Books with loads of volumes can be written and have been written to explain the universe's order. A book can be written even regarding the orderliness of a fly's body. We will only examine the smallest building block of material, the atom, and refer the balance found in the universe and its articles to science books. Everything from the air, water, mountains, animals, plants, and our bodies, to the sofa that you are sitting on. In summary, everything that you see, from the smallest to the largest, everything you touch and feel, is comprised of atoms. Atoms are so small that it is not possible to see these tiny particles even through the most powerful microscopes. Let us try to demonstrate the smallness of atoms through an example. Imagine having a key in your hand. Surely, it is impossible for you to see the atoms in this key. Let us assume that you maximized the key to the Earth's dimensions so that you could see these atoms. If the key was maximized to Earth's dimensions, only then could you see that every atom in that key was the size of a cherry. Every atom comprises a nucleus, and every nucleus has been formed from the electrons revolving in the orbits very far away. The radius of a nucleus is about 1/10,000th of an atom's radius. Let us look for the nucleus and the atoms that are the size of cherries when we bring the key to the Earth's dimensions. However, this search is futile, because even on this type of scale, we do not have the opportunity to observe a nucleus that is so small. We could see the nucleus only when the cherry that represents our atom would have to grow into a ball that is 200 meters tall. Despite this inconceivable dimension, our atom's nucleus would not amount to anything larger than a very small dust particle. Now, if you wish, let us picture the order of this tiny structure. Due to their electric charges, the electrons in the atom continuously spin around the nucleus. All electrons are negatively charged, whereas all protons are positively charged. The positive charge within the atom's nucleus pulls the electrons towards it, and for that reason, the electrons are unable to separate from around its surroundings. The number of protons in the center of an atom is equal to the number of electrons on the outside. Thus, the atom's electrical charge is balanced. However, the proton's volume and mass are more than those of an electron. If a comparison has to be made, it is like the difference in size between a human and a hazelnut. Nevertheless, their electric charges are the same. What would happen if their electric charges were not equal? In that case, every atom in the universe, due to the extra positive electricity, would possess a positive charge. As a result, every atom in the universe would push one another. Dum, 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 dum.
Allah, 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 Rabbi, la sharika lahu. Allah, 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 Rabbi, la sharika lahu.
Welcome back, dear friends. So we are talking about how management is manifested in ubudiyah, in our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. So now when we start to look at worship, of course, the Almighty Allah has made certain kinds of worship wajib, obligatory. That means that we have to do this because perhaps this is the bare minimum, and that bare minimum has been made obligatory because perhaps if that bare minimum was not to be obligatory and wajib, then we would never engage even in that bare minimum. It's quite profound if you, you know, rewind, listen to it again and think about it, that the reason that, for example, the five daily prayers that are wajib and are wajib and obligatory because they are the bare minimum of what an individual should do who wants to engage in ubudiyah, in the worship, in the servitude, and the obedience to the Almighty Allah. And if this bare minimum was not made obligatory by the Almighty Allah, then unfortunately, we human beings would not even engage in that bare minimum worship of the Almighty Allah. So even making these five daily prayers wajib and obligatory, in reality is a huge favor and a blessing to every single human being. So anyways, when we look at the management, of course, these five daily prayers, you have five. That's managed in a very specific way. You know, when you continue in and you look at the various different details of the prayer, you know, you stand for a certain time, you recite something while you're standing in qiyam, in ruku, in the genuflection. You know, you are there for a certain period of time. There's a certain dhikr or a certain recitation you make there. You know, then you have two sujood, right? You have two prostrations. Between the two prostrations, you pause. So when you look at the whole prayer, it is very beautifully managed and very beautifully organized, you know? And so even when you have congregational prayers, there is a specific person who leads the prayers. That person who leads the prayers has certain requirements. The people are all lined up, you know, in a certain fashion. They all bow down at the same time. They stand up at the same time. They go into prostration at the same time, right? And all of it is very beautifully managed, and it shows this very beautiful organization, this discipline, this like the solar system. It really is something very beautiful to observe. And even our other, you know, forms of worship and our other forms of ubudiyah, they also have a certain kind of manifestation of management, you know. Again, management is not something that is very dry or very boring or very, you know, I don't know, type X behavior, personality. No, management is this beautiful order and organization that is manifested in all of the cosmos. And so it is very natural and very harmonious for it to also be manifested in our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Foresight. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.
حسبنا الله ونعم